someone else's journey is our lesson.
We used to say, the difficult we do immediately, the impossible just takes a little more time.
Someone else's lesson is our gift.
I believe part of our responsibility is really to equip and inspire our students to ask those difficult questions.
Be encouraged by the stories that lift us all.
I came to Howard because I wanted to be the President of the United States.
Somebody saw something in me, and it's my duty to be that person for somebody else.
Now, join Dr. Wayne Frederick, President of Howard University, and his guest on The Journey.
The Howard University Showtime Marching Band is recognized as one of the premier marching bands in the country. Known for its stereophonic sound and its precision drills, the marching band wows audiences and in September performed at the opening ceremony of the National Museum of African American History and Culture. Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick, and joining me today on The Journey are two members of the band, Sydney Davenport and Terrell Tiandre Biego. Hi, welcome. How are you guys?
Hi, how
doing
are
good,
you?
Doing good, doing
good. Good. So let's start with you first, Sydney. You were raised in Lithia Springs, Georgia. Tell me what that was like.
Well, both of my parents are originally from Atlanta. So I'd spent a lot of time between the two places. So I had a very mixed background as far as just culture. I watched my brother march in a high-stepping band, but I personally went to a high school that was choir style, which is what a lot of Caucasian schools march like. So coming to Howard, for me, that background was very good because I got a kind of a broader viewpoint when it came to culture and just being able to relate to people. So I feel like that really kind of aided in my experience here, and I've been able to thrive in the culture here as well, because even though it's primarily a Black culture, it's still very diverse in my experience so far.
All right. And you're a junior now in media, journalism, and film.
Yeah, School of C.
All right. So tell me a little bit about why media, journalism, and film. What attracted you to that particular endeavor?
I think what attracted me most is that I've always been a writer. And coming to Howard, the School of Communications had such a great reputation for creating writers and creating people who knew how to communicate, and through their ability to communicate, really changed the world. And I think that that is what drew me in the most, is just wanting to learn how to be that person who, through communication and through my ability to write and handle people, I could actually change, you know, what I wanted to in the world.
And Terrell, tell us a little bit about your background. You're from a little closer than...
Yeah, a lot closer, actually. from Bowie, Maryland. So, unlike Sydney, I had a very different experience growing up, because anybody that knows PG County knows that there are a lot of African-American people there. So, you know, my experience was a lot different. Even with my band program, my director was actually from A&T, Marching Band alumni, and then my co-director is actually a Howard alum. So that really kind of shaped my whole view of marching band, because we were high-stepping, so it was very similar to what I'm doing here now at Howard. And just growing up, you know, I would always hear a lot about Howard being so close, you know, seeing videos and stuff online just really got me interested in doing it, so.
And you're a senior biology major.
Yes, it's my last semester, actually.
All right, so tell me a little bit about biology and what attracted you to that and what you intend to do next.
Well, I've always been kind of like a little nerdy kid. I know back when I was younger, I would always ask for like science kits and telescopes and stuff like that.
I think I know somebody you can relate to.
And even like, I don't know if you remember this show, it was called Zoom. On PBS Kids, and I was one of those kids that would go back and actually do the stuff that they had on Zoom. So I just always had an attraction for science, and so naturally I ended up doing biology. And I actually want to go off to do environmental science. Just taking some classes here at Howard, I'm in an environmental studies class and a global climate change class. And just hearing about, you know, a lot of the things that is happening to our environment right now just really alarmed me. And so I want to do, you know, my part to help that out and see what we can do moving forward for our future, because our kids are going to be ones that are going to be affected by that. So,
well, you know, nerd is the new cool. And I'm glad to hear you talk about your experience in terms of your interest in science, mm-hmm. et cetera, because one of the things that obviously we recognize here at Howard is there are very few African-American males who are interested in science.
Right.
technology, engineering, and math across the country. However, here at Howard, obviously, we certainly have a bounty of riches in terms of being able to attract students. Mm-hmm. But it's always good to hear that experience starts as early as you just described, yeah, your starting. So that's great. Now, let's talk a little bit about your experience with the band and specifically the roles that you play. So, Sydney, tell me a little bit about what instrument you play and what part of that band, and do you lead a section in the band?
I'm the piccolo section leader. I play the piccolo. It's a small flute, if anyone doesn't know what that is. I've been the section leader for 2 years now. I'm also a part of Tau Beta Sigma National Honorary Band Sorority, which is a band service sorority. So my ultimate goal is to serve the band in any capacity necessary.
Mm-hmm. And Terrell, what part of the band do you participate in?
I play the euphonium, and for those of you that don't know what that is a it's a low brass instrument. It's kind of like a mix between a tuba and a trumpet. It's in the low brass section, so I'm the section leader for that section, and I'm also a member of Kappa Kappa Psi National Honorary Band Fraternity, much like Sydney's sister sorority. So yeah. And I also lead the dance routine committee. So all those dance moves and stuff you see on the field, most of that comes from me.
I helped last year too, by the way.
Okay.
I was in that.
You're listening to The Journey. My guests today are two members of the Howard University Showtime Matching Band, Sydney Davenport and Terrell Tiandre Biago. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Now, just to switch gears a bit, I'm curious as to all of the coordination that goes in and the practice, the behind the scenes. You know, we see the showtime, we see you in costume, we see you performing, high-stepping, but I have to imagine that everyone does not necessarily come to the band.
Not at all.
With the same level of experience, the same type of rhythm and movement, energy. Tell me a little bit about the practices and how you kind of pull those pieces together.
Well, it definitely takes a lot of practice. We practice 5 days a week from 5:45 until 8-ish o'clock. a lot of our students actually come from chorus-style marching bands. So during band camp is usually when we, like, really just drill things, going over, like, the style of marching, the style of playing. And that's when we really just, like, set our foundation and practice a lot more than we usually do. That practice is from, 5:45?
It's 5:45 to 10 p.m.
to about 9, 10 o'clock at night for that whole week.
Yeah.
So that's when we really just get a lot of our foundations down. That's when we do most of our work, really, to set us up for the season.
Right. So you can really tell how a season is going to go based on how our band camp goes. So if a band camp goes really well, if we push through that week, if everyone is tired and sore and hurt, you know, that's probably going to kind of go into the rest of the year. So every day when we're in practice from 5:45 to 8, it's honestly so much easier after you've gone through that 12-plus hour day, because
that's the hard
a few
part.
Hours is
you can
nothing.
Make it through that.
Right. You can make it through that. You can make it through anything, for real, is what it seems like. And
just to clarify, this is 5:45 a.m.
To 10 p.m.
Understood.
And that's for a week.
Rising with the sun.
Right. Understood.
So showing up every day, honestly, the biggest part of rehearsals throughout the season is to, again, just make sure everyone is putting through that 100%, 110%, 200% effort throughout the season, because again, we have a game and then sometimes additional performances, and mm-hmm. you always have to be on your toes and on top of everything to make sure that when you see us for that 8 minutes, that is the best 8 minutes you're gonna get.
Right. Now, I've had obviously the pleasure of seeing you guys in several different settings. This particular season, I've seen you in on three occasions that one were unique, and then two, the performances were absolutely excellent. Not that they always aren't, but there was something a little special. The first I would mention is at the University of Maryland game, where I think the comparison and contrast the marching styles, the performance, you know, stood out to me. And then I saw you in New York at the African American parade, where I had the opportunity to be a grand marshal. And then third was at the opening of the new National Museum of African American History and Culture. Take me through those three performances in terms of what it meant to you. Let me start first with you, Terrell, on the University of Maryland, and then we'll go to Sydney on the African American Day Parade, and I'll have both of you comment on the Smithsonian.
Okay, well, the University of Maryland was actually a really good game for us. It was our first game of the season, actually, so it was the first time, you know, people were seeing us for the year. And so, you know, we were all of course, a little nervous, but it went really well. UMD's band is obviously much larger than ours, but I know a lot of their students and supporters were like really looking to us for the show because, you know, what we do is just so different than what they do. You know, it was just really exciting for them to see that. So that was a really good performance. And we also got to do a halftime show, not a halftime show, but a fifth quarter afterwards. And so showcase a little bit more of what we had to offer, too.
All right. And then, Sydney, so the African-American Day Parade, unusual to see you guys on a kind of street parade in a different environment with a different purpose. What was your...
So parades in nature are very different for us because we, one, don't do them very often, and two, they take a lot more stamina out of the actual band itself. It takes a lot of more mental focus and a lot of more endurance than we're used to. So that for us was different because, again, we had that trip early up in the morning, 5 a.m. call time, making it out to New York. So we were all already tired. And then again, there were a lot of eyes on us, you know, and it's much different setting. We had a lot of factors that we had to call into account. So all of the people that were all around us try to get in the middle, take pictures. It really just took a lot of focusing on our drum major, our band director, and again, kind of reliance on each other to know that this is something that even though we're in a different setting, we've done this 101 times. You know, we're playing songs we've always played. We're marching like we've always marched. It just took that endurance to keep going. And I promise you, it took a lot of focus because it was so long. We were all so tired at the end of it. But I think it was a good performance for us. It was an honor, of course, to be there and to be a part of that. And so it was really exciting. It was good.
And obviously, you done that right after the day after the Nation's Classic. Where,
oh, my God.
That was a long weekend.
That
was a long weekend.
That weekend specifically was pretty tough.
Where I think you guys probably had probably your best performance. The Nation's Classic performance was unbelievable.
It was. Thank you. I think even I had some excitement. I was smiling internally in ways that I don't typically smile after a game.
I was more than smiling internally. I was doing a bit of bragging long before the game finished.
Well, so, you know, it's on my face when I march off the field. I was grinning, you know.
Right. So, and then to close, tell me about the opening of the Smithsonian. The Smithsonian Museum, historic opportunity. Mm-hmm. Again, very unusual. You guys were the first act.
Very first, yeah.
A lot of pressure there, but again, in my opinion, you hit it off. But what was that like?
Well, for one, we had to actually leave our instruments there overnight. So the day before, we had a run-through in which we had to, you know, just practice what we were going to do.
Yeah, we used different instruments that day,
so we had to leave our instruments there, but we also had practice later on that day. So then we had to get more instruments out of the closet to go practice with those and put them back. So it was a lot going into it, but it was really worth it. I know just hearing about the museum, when I first heard about it, like, you know, 2 years ago, I was excited about it opening. And then
me too.
To hear a week before the opening that we're going to be, you know, performing, that was just really exciting for me. And I'm just so honored to have that experience. It's something I'm going to remember for the rest of my life, you know.
Right. And it's another thing that I'm really grateful for being in Showtime. There's so many experiences that I've had since being a part of this band program that I would not have had the chance to have anywhere else. And I think that was one thing that really kind of solidified that. We saw celebrities that I would have never probably seen anywhere else. Will Smith waves that was up. Like, I got to talk to Angela Bassett. These were all things that were just really cool because it put us outside of a place that we've ever been before. And it also put us in a situation that was just really historic. And it was such an honor. And I was so excited, so, you know, blessed, and for lack of a better word, just to say, to be there.
We definitely played our hearts out on that
stage. Yeah, we literally left it all out there.
Because actually the second song we perform, Skin I'm In, that's like our staple song. Like
ours.
Howard University, that is our staple song. Mm-hmm. So it was like, you're going to perform this historic moment, playing your favorite song, you know, for all these famous people. Like, it couldn't be any more perfect. It was just great.
Well, I tell you, I was sitting in the audience, and I myself couldn't be more proud. The reaction around me was absolutely incredible. So I appreciate all that you do. Thanks for being here. My guests today have been two members of the Howard University Showtime Marching Band, Sydney Davenport and Terrell Tiandre Biego. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.
You've been listening to The Journey with Dr. Wayne Frederick on the Howard University Radio Network.